With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
A month for 12 months with a one-year agreement and add a Flex 4K streaming device for no additional cost. It's two amazing services for the price of one. Just go to xfinity.com/flex, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 1-7-20, restrictions apply. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates do apply.
I am the Lift Master.
Well, if you really want to be a hero, join DoorPro and LiftMaster to help the Lebanon Children's Hospital Radiothon. DoorPro is an authorized dealer of LiftMaster, and for every new garage door installed this month, DoorPro will donate $25 to the Lebanon Radiothon. Free in-home consultations. Just call 901-DOOR-PRO or visit DoorProInc.com. DoorPro
and LiftMaster.
Be a hero. Call 901-DOOR-PRO today.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the only place to get world championship barbecue in the Memphis area is at Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, the 8-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. It's great for lunch or dinner, and if you need catering, they can handle that too. Just order online at memphisbbqco.com. Melissa is so respected, she's been invited to cook at the James Beard House in NYC on November 2nd. That's one of the most prestigious honors a chef can receive, so if you're looking for great barbecue, you know where to go. Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Tennessee has never been a stranger to progress, and with all the changes going on, people want an affordable way to protect their families, which is why so many Tennesseans trust us. At Farm Bureau Health Plans, helping people find peace of mind has never gone out of style. Just click FBHP.com, call us, or visit one of our many offices. Farm Bureau Health Plans, protecting Tennesseans since 1947.
Remember the first time you gathered the courage to ride the beast, climbing the stairs as it roared by, filled with anticipation, and one last chance to turn back? In life, obstacles can stop you in your tracks, but with a bank like First Horizon behind you with a deeper understanding of your path, you'll be amazed at your ability to rise above. See for yourself at First Horizon, the new face of First Tennessee, where understanding runs deep. Visit firsthorizon.com/leap.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN, with special guest host Jessica Benson from Local 24 Sports.
If you ever... I appreciate the Justin Timberlake.
Usually I'm not allowed to play this very often. We do it when we're clowning Justin for living in Nashville on this show. I figured you would probably be a fan of Justin Timberlake.
I do. I appreciate it. I also have given up on him. I haven't said it on this show, but I've given up on him on ever appearing at a Memphis sporting event because it's been 3.5 years and my hopes have been brought up and dashed over and over again. So, Justin, I assume you're listening from wherever you are in the world. Just know I'm disappointed.
I'll turn the rest of the playlist over to you, too, by the way. We'll consult during the breaks and before we...
Great.
We're
going to go back to Cher. Okay.
Absolutely. I need to bring her out. She's back.
She's back. And it's time for the Rundown.
Now, it's the Rundown. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Mike Conley's coming home. He's actually home. I've seen some pictures. He just did his availability at FedEx Forum, and it was crowded.
Yep.
Because everybody loves Mike Conley. And, like, he was the go-to person to talk to in a locker room. Like, win, loss, I don't care what it was. I experienced him for 3 years, and you always knew you could get something good out of Mike Conley.
Yep.
So I assume that the cameras were very excited to see him today. Point guard of the past meets point guard of the now tonight at FedEx Forum. The game is on national TV, on ESPN. For Conley, like we talk about, you know, for Ja, yes, this is a big moment, and it's got to be a little weird for him, too. Like, here you go, matching up against the guy that was in your role just months ago and the guy who took this team to 7 straight playoff appearances. And essentially the guy you've been tasked to replace in getting Memphis back to the top of the mountain. Like, they were sliding down the hill, and now Ja is here to pick up the slack and bring them back up. But for Conley, it has to be just as weird.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the weirdest of the weird. Because we were having this discussion in the sports office, mm-hmm. even. Like, who do you talk to this morning at Grizzlies shoot-around about Mike Conley being back? Like, who gets the gravity of it? Dylan Brooks? He's the only player on the roster who had more than a season with him. And you had Jaren, but he had technically like a half a season because of his injury last year. New coach, new team, new GM, new style. The history isn't there. I mean, Mike Conley essentially like left for summer camp and found new friends, and now he's coming back to Memphis to find that his oldest, dearest friend is something he doesn't even recognize. Like, it's in the midst of a glow-up.
They've just turned this whole roster over, so there's nobody to go to.
Yeah, it's just weird. And like, you can, I think you'll see as many, if not more, 11 jerseys in the stands tonight than 12, so it really symbolizes the changing of the guard. And Mike Conley, you give him all the credit. He created this environment in Memphis for Ja to thrive in because Mike taught Memphis how to love their NBA team in the way that they do love them today, how to love their point guard. And now they're just like thirsty as ever to welcome Ja in and let him be, you know, Mike Conley was absolutely spectacular, franchise leader in scoring.
Yeah.
Seven straight playoff appearances, the mask. I always feel like such an imposter talking about Mike Conley but I wasn't even here for the mask. Like, I can't even really grasp on to some of the moments that he led the city through. But now there's this hope that, like, they have someone who could be even better. And that doesn't take away from what Mike Conley did.
Right.
All it does is build on it and show that this all led us to now where, you know, the potential for Ja, he hasn't done it yet, so, like, let's not get ahead of ourselves. But the potential is there for something really special, and we'll see them face off tonight.
Mike Conley was speaking to the media. Here is some of that, just to add on to what you're talking about. He is talking about Ja Morant in some of the quotes, and here's this from David Cobb from the here at the Commercial Appeal.
Already that, you know, I didn't have at that stage, and you know, it's easy for guys to get complacent or, you know, whatever, and he's a guy that the sky's the limit. You know, you continue to grow and continue to work. You know, if anybody has advice for him, make sure you listen and respect it and add stuff to your game and get stronger, get bigger, all the things that you might feel that is you know, something that can add to your game, add it, because he has the ability to add anything he wants.
That's pretty amazing for him to admit this guy has stuff that I didn't have at that point in my career.
Well, and that's the maturity and the class that you get out of Mike Conley.
Yeah,
always, and that's
amazing.
What you would expect. And I just heard from my fiance, Chris, is on the news side of WMC coverage today, but he has his sports hat on. He said Dylan Brooks talked about Conley, said he can't wait to guard him, which is very on-brand Dylan Brooks, so look forward to that. And then just, you know, he talked about how Conley was so impressed with what Ja's done so far, says it's weird to be back, and that he will be emotional being announced in front of the crowd tonight. And hey, Mike Conley, I think everyone else is going to be pretty emotional too.
Next story.
Okay, we haven't talked much about other things other than what's going on with James Wiseman for the last week, because it's taken over even when we had the huge performance from Ja Morant the other night. But let's get to the Arkansas coaching carousel,
Ooh!
Shall we?
This is
week one, Hog fans. Arkansas's search for the replacement for Chad Morris. It according to Pig Trail Nation, amongst other of the 100 various websites that cover Hog football, according to this one, winding down and several names being tossed about, and some wild ones too. Not only just Mike Norvell, but Lane Kiffin. And
oh boy!
So this website is breaking down Lane Kiffin's staff at Florida Atlantic, and I don't see Lane Kiffin being the coach at Arkansas. Hog Beat has also made a case for. Yes, Bobby Petrino.
Oh, no.
Here are the fours, according to Hogbeat. Proven winner at Arkansas, no less. Exciting offensive philosophy. We know all of these things. Case against Petrino returning to Arkansas. Hasn't sustained success at one place for extended periods of time prior to nepotism.
My face is like that Chrissy Teigen gif where she just looks so disgusted.
One of my favorite things about the SEC are the 400 websites and blogs that cover these schools.
Has a whole slew at their arsenal to just throw out whatever it is
it's
they
so
want to riff on.
And I'm not even dismissing it. It's just more super fun to read about how the Bobby Petrinos of the world are going to return to Arkansas.
Right, yes.
So
there you go.
The real cases are being made for some legitimate candidates. Mike Norvell, one of those. But Mike Leach, and we talked before the show about Mike Leach and his success in the Pac-12. And there are a lot of people saying that he could be the one for this job because he gets a raise from $3.5 million to probably somewhere in the neighborhood of $5 to $6 million. How would Mike Leach do at Arkansas?
He's so irreverent that he could thrive just because it's his way. And he's not a huge, you know, outside. No, I mean, Arkansas, it's not a good job. Let's clear that
up. Oh, it's a rough job.
It is a tough place to go and coach.
And you got to go win now.
And you, and you almost need someone like Mike Leach. Who, you have that win now mentality.
Right.
He, when he doesn't win, things go south. Yeah. Not
so we've seen it, Texas
not
Tech.
Not super nice to his team all the time. Mm-hmm. And even
lock him in a shed.
Even this year.
Remember the shed?
Yeah, that seems like forever ago.
Oh, God.
And I mean, even this year at WSU, like some of the quotes that he's had since his team started not doing as well. But I think he would. I think he could do it. I think he is a man up for the job.
I think that the thing about Arkansas is you're not going to out-defense anybody in the SEC, but you can certainly—
You can out-off. You can make every game a shootout, and that's exactly what Mike Leach can do.
And they have 400 quarterbacks in that state, it seems like. Like, they've dismissed some of them. They're going to Western Kentucky. He is the quarterback guru. Like, so, like, why not bring in Mike Leach? I don't know, but the case for Mike Leach, amongst others, including Bobby Petrino, you can read it on the various websites.
He is a pirate. And believes in Yetis.
And he'll give you a dissertation on it in a press meeting.
Let me say, Arkansas wants him for coverage sake.
Oh my gosh.
You talk about make Arkansas interesting again. Mike Leach does it.
I bet Mike, if they did hire Mike Leach, though, I could make the case for Mike Leach. I can make the case for Mike Norvell. Don't take Mike Norvell, though.
Please.
But I never got the Chad Morris hiring, and I'm not trying to do revisionist history here. I just thought that the fit was good. A lot of people have talked about recruiting, but it does seem, even if you look at Mike, or not Mike Norvell, but if you look at Joe Moorhead at Mississippi State, and we'll talk about Mississippi State a little bit later in this segment, you know, you've got to do so many things well. You don't just have to be a great recruiter. You have to do that. Like, look at Jeremy Pruitt. You have to not only recruit well, you have to communicate well, you have to do the media well. There are all these things that you have to do. You have to be a robot in some instances. You have to be a personality in some instances. It's a tough job at Arkansas.
Yes,
next story.
Here's a little update for you on Jeremiah Martin, because maybe you're not aware, but Jeremiah Martin is a G League king already. He is playing for Sioux Falls Skyforce. Last night, he had 21 points, 9 assists, 5 steals, and 5 rebounds. Those 21 points, actually his lowest point output in his 4 games. He has not scored less than 20. He's averaging 27, 8.5 assists, 2.5 steals, shooting 50% from the field. Leads the G League in point totals, 109 through 4 games. Assist totals. Give the man an NBA call-up.
This is incredible.
Just let it happen. It's awesome. And, like, here's my thing with it. And Jeremiah Martin is the kind of guy, like, he has the dog in him, the hustle in him, that he was going to make his future whatever way he could. But there's all this focus on what Penny is doing this season with NBA talent, just straight-up NBA talent. James Wiseman, Precious Achiuwa, everyone else in that mix. And rightfully so. But you have to think about, like, the testimony it gives to what Jeremiah Martin is doing right now. Yeah. And I'm not putting the onus on Penny, because, like, even if Jeremiah Martin was still playing for Tubby Smith through the end, like, I think he could have carved out his place in the NBA, but I think there's certainly some help there.
There's some development there.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
It just, you can't ignore what the last year at Memphis did for Jeremiah Martin.
Yep.
We are always rooting for Jeremiah Martin, and I hope that that NBA call-up eventually does happen.
Next story.
All right, so this weekend in college football, I'm going to the Mississippi State-Alabama game. It's tomorrow at 11 o'clock. I am going to support my wife, who is a Mississippi State grad, and by default, I'm a Mississippi State Bulldogs fan. My
boss. What's the line on that game? Do you know?
That was actually just trying to find that. I'll go to ESPN and look here.
They're only 18-point favorites.
Which is actually pretty good against an Alabama team coming off a loss. And presumably, Tua is supposed to play, I guess, but he was limping off the field after the LSU game. I haven't seen who's starting yet. 18 points sounds about right. I think it's going to be a really tough game for Mississippi State. You know, Alabama, maybe they have a little interesting time against Alabama if they can run the football through Kylan Hill. The Mississippi State thing has been incredibly frustrating as a fan this year, because I went to the Kansas State game. They had a chance to win that game. They lost it. Obviously, a good Kansas State team. I know you're familiar with them from the Big 12. I think they'll get to 6 wins. You'll win against Abilene. You probably can get past Ole Miss and you get to six wins. So then you look at who would go to the Liberty Bowl of Mississippi State.
That's the question of the world right now.
Everybody's wanting to know who will be at the Liberty Bowl. Which six-win SEC team will be at the Liberty Bowl? And I've spoken to several representatives from the Liberty Bowl who they won't say it on the radio probably. They want Tennessee.
I think you could just make that assumption.
I think Tennessee, I mean, they haven't been here forever. Tennessee would fill up the Liberty Bowl with orange. It would help local businesses. Oh, you know,
Tennessee want the Liberty Bowl?
I think that's the $4 billion question.
The AutoZone Liberty Bowl.
The AutoZone Liberty Bowl would love to have them. Early in the season, probably would have been a pipe dream for them to go to the Liberty Bowl. And now they're just probably looking at which bowl do we get to and how are we getting to six wins. But Mississippi State and Alabama is the 11 o'clock game. But there's a bunch of good games. You know, Auburn and Georgia is probably the feature game in the SEC because there's a lot riding on this game. And after seeing Georgia in the top four, I was surprised at Georgia in the top four, first of all. Were you surprised to see Georgia in that top four in the playoff
ranking?
Shocked. You were shocked.
Shocked, I tell you.
Did you think it would be Alabama?
Yeah. Yes. And that doesn't mean that I wanted it to be Alabama. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that I agreed. I just thought the way history tends to go in these situations, I thought, yeah, it's probably just going to be Alabama.
You think Georgia will get past Auburn? I think it'll be a good game.
I think it'll be a good game. I think, I get the Banner Society, mm-hmm. which is a spinoff of SB Nation. I get their emails every morning.
It.
And so I woke up to the Auburn Tigers, college football's greatest ruiner of things, and how they always ruin Georgia's life.
Absolutely.
And so I've just gone on the mentality side of things that they will do it again. And Auburn will
wreck this thing. Well, and Alabama fans will be excited,
They're
rooting for Auburn this weekend because that probably gets them back into the playoff if they wreck Mississippi State this weekend. Other matchups, Memphis, as we talked about, has Houston this weekend.
And we'll talk about them some more because they've gotten the short end this past week. They were on a bye.
Navy is at Notre Dame. How do you feel about that one? Notre Dame should win that game.
Yeah, Navy won't be ranked after this week.
Nope.
I will say that one. I think Notre Dame's only 7.5-point favorites. But
potential upset alert, Cincinnati at South Florida.
I thought you were going to say Rutgers at Ohio State.
Oh, nah. Can you imagine?
That would be absurd. The Cincinnati-South Florida game.
Yep.
I think, obviously, if you're Memphis, you want to watch that game, too, because that's how the rest of your season plays out.
Yep. I do have Iowa upsetting Minnesota. I mean, I could totally see Iowa winning that game.
You don't believe Minnesota's for real.
I'm sorry, PJ Fleck. I don't. I know you're all on the P.J. Fleck bandwagon, aren't
you? It's fun. Row the boat.
And then I think SEC Nation is actually at Ole Miss this weekend, as LSU is at Ole Miss. Ole Miss playing better football, and it sounds like we'll talk more about all of these things as the show goes along.
Next story.
Sorry, I'm just jumping all over college football.
So we're talking about plant-based burgers.
Here we go. Should I get the music ready?
Sure. I'm out to dinner with Chris last night, my lovely fiancé. Downtown dining at the Grecian Gourmet.
Oh,
10 out of 10 would recommend. But we're just sitting there enjoying a really nice meal. Yes, the Grecian Gourmet.
Okay.
I had lamb. He had a meat lasagna. I'm just saying this because we are regular meat eaters. And then out of nowhere, we're just sitting at dinner and he says, I got us a surprise at the grocery store this week. He got us plant-based burgers. Why?
Plant-based burgers. What's that? It kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
I'm like, why? Like, I totally get it. If you're a vegetarian, if you're a vegan, you go for it. You do you. But as someone who regularly consumes meat, it doesn't make sense to me. And he says he was inspired by this week's South Park.
Okay.
As all men
I was inspired by South Park. I went and saw the Book of Mormon. So the makers.
Congratulations! So there you go. It's a great show.
Yeah.
I love that show.
Oh.
So I ask what they're made out. I'm just stupid at dinner, and I'm like, "Well, what are they made out?" He goes, "Plants, duh."
Okay.
What kind of plant? Like, I've had a black bean burger. I like black bean burgers. Mm. The packaging on these things says.
Let me see that.
I brought the packaging.
Got the packaging here of the burger.
Capital J journalism occurring.
Mm. And we're looking at the package right now, straight out of Kroger.
Beyond Burger, plant-based patties, 20 grams of plant protein per serving. No soy, no gluten, now even meatier. No. Marble juiciness, complete protein.
Marbled. Okay.
Meet the new Beyond Burger, delivering complete protein without soy or gluten, with marbling that melts and tenderizes for an even meatier, juicier burger. Okay, first and foremost.
Oh, interesting.
We cooked these last night, so we yeah. cook when
oh,
during
got
our
it right
work
there.
Week.
It is, yeah,
we
yeah.
bring in our dinners.
Yeah, we got it.
And I would like to say, while he was cooking, it didn't smell great, and he said this is probably something that would have been better hot.
Oh.
He actually just texted me. Says I just tried them, so I'm gonna try mine.
Oh, he did it at the same time
and
texted you. Okay.
I'm gonna try.
Are you trying?
I've never tried a plant-based okay. burger cold.
All right, here
by
we go.
The way.
Cold burger. I could have given you the microwave access.
I don't like it.
Oh my goodness.
Mm.
Plant burger.
Mm.
What do you say? Does it taste like a burger? First of all, first question.
No.
No.
No, it doesn't taste like a burger.
It tastes like
It does
lettuce.
Not taste like leaves.
No?
It's weird.
It tastes like chicken? What does it taste like?
This is what South Park said. At first you say it tastes not good, and then you say, it really doesn't taste like anything.
It starts
and you
tasting.
Just, it tastes like nothing.
It's just
a strange. Chris says, give them a second. They taste good. You're a hater. I think he just wants to back up this purchase. I will eat it tonight because it's all I have.
Was it super expensive, Chris? I'm wondering.
Yeah, Chris, what's the price?
It looks the
Text
the
faster.
Packaging looks expensive.
It does look expensive. I don't know what the packaging is or what the pricing
would,
is.
Would one of those
I cannot recommend, but if you are looking for a non-meat alternative, I guess go for it.
Final question would be, you know, my dog likes to snipe food off the counter sometimes.
Would a dog eat that? Yeah, I think it's a fake. I think it fakes you out enough.
Like, it'd even fake a dog out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Chris says they're not that cheap, so he really went all out. Bougie plant.
There you go.
Thanks.
The review
okay.
of the plant burger.
Yeah, good times, good times. Coming up next, we will be talking with Evan Abrams, brought to you by the Action Network. He's got all things NFL for us. We'll talk about the Browns. We'll talk about all the teams. And we'll have him next here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Golic and Wingo.
The Memphis Tigers, the football team, get a great win over SMU. Keep their hopes alive as one of those group of five
Purdue?
Teams that's in the running.
Who? I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Wow. And more importantly, just the entire city of Memphis for the show they put on. College game day. That looked like an absolute zoo on. It was unbelievable. So kudos to the 901 for putting on and showing out at college game day.
The Golic and Wingo Morning Show. Weekdays 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. 92.9 FM. ESPN.
Landers Auto Sales. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, that's where you need to go. They got them all out there on the lot. One of the widest selections in the Mid-South. Yep, the rumors are true. They got 2020 Jeep Gladiators. Party in the back, business in the front. It is an amazing vehicle. They got them out there at Landers Auto Sales. But they also have small SUVs, large SUVs, compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans. Whatever it is you're looking for, they got you on the lot. And they also have one of the best teams in the Mid-South. So they're going to help you with that car buying process. They're going to make it fun. They're going to make it easy. That's the way it should be when you're buying a new car. It shouldn't be stressful. You shouldn't be all anxious about it, and you never will be down at Landers. So go see my friends down at Landers Auto Sales. If you get out there and they don't happen to have what you want on the lot, don't worry. Don't fret. They're going to find it for you. Just let them know exactly what you're looking for. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can visit them online, see all the inventory on the web, LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much. So by now, I know you've heard all about my man, Dr. Keith Amodeo at Collierville Weight Loss, or you probably know somebody who's on the team over there. And I can tell you, without a shadow of a doubt, that they are batting 1,000 at Collierville Weight Loss because it's an easy deal. There are no pills. There's no workout program that's super elaborate. Dr. Keith is going to let you do what you want for exercise. That's what sets him apart. And they also have this brand new body contouring laser light program. He uses it with all of his weight loss programs. And the best part of it, there's no pain, there's no downtime, and you're going to reduce inches fast. Dr. Keith is going to work with you as an individual, set up sort of your program, your profile. It is his passion to help people find the solution that they are looking for. Everybody's different. Everybody knows, hey, you don't want to go back to feeling tired and overweight. And that is the goal out at Collierville Weight Loss. So get started right now. No charge evaluation is the time to get it. No crazy diets, no surgery, no pills. Give them a call right now, 901-221-8964. Mention my name, John Martin. You get a 10% discount on the program. Check them out on the web, CollierevilleWeightLoss.com.
Access granted. Welcome to Flash. Ignition activated. Implementing instant play sensor system. Prepare to engage in fun at warp speed in T-minus 3, 2, 1. flash forward to the fun with new Flash Instant Games. Loaded with cash prizes, play today, and you could win up to $1,000 in a flash. The new cash-packed Flash Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Here's your chance to play three times a day and once on Sundays with the Tennessee Lottery. With Cash 3 and Cash 4, your favorite numbers could win you anywhere from $500 on Cash 3 up to $5,000 on Cash 4. So plan to play your favorite numbers. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. And save time using the convenient mobile playslip on your Tennessee Lottery app. Build and save your playslip to use again and again at your favorite lottery retailer. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Childhood Cancer Family Fund and Memphis Area Papa John's Restaurants will be hosting a month-long Christmas toy collection drive for the pediatric cancer patients living at St. Jude's Hospital's Target House Long-Term Family Facility. For the month of November, drop off any new Christmas gifts suitable for newborns to age 19 at any Papa John's location. The gifts will be a part of a free Christmas shop at St. Jude's Target House, where parents shop free for their children. Papa John's Toy Drive. Be a part of this holiday season.
Hey roofers, have a big job coming up? The Home Depot has all the quality GAF roofing shingles and accessories to help you get it done. And for a limited time, save 10% on GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and take an extra 20% off when you buy in bulk. You have jobs to do. We'll help you complete them with GAF Royal Sovereign shingles for 10% off. All other in-stock shingles are also eligible for 20% off bulk pricing. Available at the Home Depot.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Brooke Burke. Do you ever consider just how important your feet are? They're quite literally the foundation of your body. And if you don't take care of them, you're asking for problems. That's why I wear Skechers' new ArchFit shoes. Skechers teamed up with doctors to make a shoe that provides complete all-day foot support. They use 20 years of data to design a podiatrist-certified insole that distributes pressure across the arch, providing incredible stability and extreme comfort. Get Skechers' new ArchFit at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Jason and John Guest appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. With special guest host Jessica Benson from Local 24 Sports.
It's everyone's dream, sports talk radio and Cher. And by everyone's dream, I mean it's my dream.
Hey, you singing? You singing this live after games on social media?
Sure. Well,
and dreams come true because she's coming to Memphis, Jessica.
She is. TBD if we'll get out there. It's the day before March Madness starts, so it's tough timing. Tough timing, Cher.
Who knew Cher would have another comeback tour?
I was actually at what they said was her last. I was at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas in 2010. It's too weird.
You were there.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Moving on to Evan Ambrose.
There he is.
Brought to you by The Action Network, sports betting and content specialist. Find him on Twitter at Evan H. Abrams. Evan, how's it going?
It's going good. It's not. That's a pretty good entrance music.
Thank you.
It's not too bad. I walk up to the plate to that.
I think it's going to stick. I think we're going to make it the forever song when I'm on here. Obviously, the big story that everyone's talking about today, before we get into this Sunday's games, is the Browns. They can't even win nicely this season, get the win they really need. But obviously the storyline coming out of there is Myles Garrett. He's now suspended indefinitely, will be out for at least the remainder of this season and the postseason. What does this mean for the Browns moving forward?
This is such an interesting situation because it's so twofold. The Browns get an absolutely massive win. According to our simulations, they go from an 11.4% chance to make the playoffs before the game to now a 20% chance to make the playoffs, almost doubling it with such a massive win. And I think it also has a little to do with their schedule moving forward, right? They're at home against the Dolphins. Then they travel to Pittsburgh, and then it's Cincinnati, Arizona, Baltimore, Cincinnati. So Cincinnati twice, Miami, Arizona, it makes some sense. But like you said, no Myles Garrett, such a big loss. Fifth most passing snaps at his position, fourth most pressures at his position. I mean, he was a defensive player of the year candidate. I mean, just a massive, massive loss, and it can't be understated on that defense.
And it's a defense that I have in a couple fantasy football leagues that I anticipate I will be dropping now, maybe, as we move into the playoffs. As we move through the games coming up this weekend, we have a lot of Cowboys fans here in Memphis. They face the Lions this week's TBD on if Matthew Stafford is going to be playing. I needed a streamer defense in one of my leagues this week. I picked up the Cowboys. It doesn't feel great. I think what is the line for Dallas now? Are they up to like 5.5-point favorites or so? But they're 0-5 against the spread in their last five games against the NFC North. So, like, not great there. Your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, it's actually up to 6.5. Okay. The market basically just reopened about an hour or so ago. They're not expecting Stafford to start, and I don't think Stafford will. Sports Insights has entered Driscoll in as a starting quarterback for Detroit, and I think that's most likely the way it's going to go. I don't think it's any surprise. Early action coming in on Dallas. He's got 81% of tickets, but again, the market just opened about an hour or so ago, really, really countrywide. The angle here without Stafford is Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, I'm going to be looking at some props there. You know, whether the Dallas Cowboys cover the now bigger spread on the road, I'm looking more at the props. But let's say this. Jason Garrett has been really, really good in this spot. He is 17-5 straight up as a road favorite of a field goal or more. So, ironically enough, Garrett usually does get the job done in this spot when there's other spots he's really, really bad at. But to me, you can't back Driscoll. 5.8 yards per attempt last week against Chicago, and I don't see much of that getting any better, and Detroit's run defense is atrocious. So Dallas probably in a good spot.
That'll make the Dallas Cowboys fans here in Memphis very happy to hear. This weekend is the first time the Patriots and the Eagles will face off since Super Bowl 52. That gave us the Philly special. That gave us the Malcolm Butler benching. That gave us a Patriots loss. And we were like, is this the end of the Patriots? And then, no, of course not. But this will be the first time Carson Wentz faces the Patriots since he was out in that game. What are your thoughts going into this one?
Yeah, normally I kind of like to play a little bit of a contrarian role and say, you know, let's not look at New England, you know, even though they're off a loss. But the numbers even in the game to me say New England, and of course the ATS numbers do. When, you know, Brady's off a loss, he's 41-20 against the spread. When he's on the road, it's 25-6. I mean, everybody knows the numbers. It's insane. But when you don't have Jeffrey and you don't have Jackson on the wide receiver core for Philly, and New England basically sports one of the best secondaries in the league, I just don't see how Philly is going to explode. I mean, this season they have a league low 17 pass plays at 20-plus yards downfield. I'm not sure how Philly is going to score points in this one. I'm going to be looking at New England. I think at a short number, it's the right play on the road. I know everyone and the public's with me, but sometimes it's just what's on the field. I'm normally in Philly in this game, but I just don't see it.
Country. I grew up in Bronco country, so technically I am a Raider hater by nature. But in honor of John Martin, the regular host of this show, we will talk about the Raiders
yes.
Because they should have it. They should have it pretty good this week against the Bengals.
They should, and everyone's kind of backing Oakland in this spot. It's amazing how the tides have turned, right? Oakland is an 11.5-point favorite against the Bengals. Obviously, the Bengals right now, probably the worst team in the NFL without the win, without, you know, everything going for them, but really a different spread when it comes to what we thought we'd see out of the Raiders. I like the over in this game. The Bengals are 29th in the rush defense in DVOA. Josh Jacobs should absolutely run down their throats, and he does a great job when the Raiders are favored, and he does a great job in Raider wins. more than his usual average. So I think Jacob's props should absolutely go through the roof in this one. And the one stat that's interesting, which should do well for the over, Carr's been so, so good under pressure. He's under pressure the least amount of any quarterback in the league, and when he is, he's the best at completion percentage, the best at passer rating. I think the over will get there, but Oakland should run the door here.
Looking at Bears-Rams, first, should the Bears be making a trip to Atlanta on Saturday for a certain Colin Kaepernick's workout down there before they are looking at their game against the Rams on Sunday?
Well, Chicago Sunday night, this is an awful spot for both teams. Both teams really in need of a win. The thing that I look at here is this. The Rams are without two starters on their offensive line due to knee injuries. It's not going to be good. And they've also struggled to throw downfield without Cooks. So I have Chicago at the full touchdown. If you can't get the full touchdown, I think you wait till game day. Right now it looks like 63% of the tickets on Chicago, but only 51% of the money. So it looks like the Rams should get some more love. It might get back to 7, but to me that's the play. I think you want the full 7 in this game. Chicago's defense in prime time, I think it's the right play. It's going to be scary because Trubisky has absolutely looked bad, but I think that Bears defense with those offensive line injuries in L.A. should help out.
Yeah, Trubisky certainly has not looked good. Throwing a little curveball from Bears-Rams. As for these two teams, who do you think has better odds at actually ending up as a playoff team between those two?
The Bears and the Rams? I mean, such a tough call. I mean, when you have a team that's favored, I'm going to assume the Rams do get the win in this one just based on odds. I think the Rams have a better pedigree. I just don't. Listen, Goff has looked really, really bad, but I trust so much more in McVay than I do in Nagy. And I also do trust in Goff more than I have in Trubisky. So, you know, I think I do have to lean the Rams.
Talking with Evan Abrams, brought to you by the Action Network sports betting and content specialist. One last game for you before I let you go. Chiefs-Chargers, Monday night in Mexico City. Patrick Mahomes is very clearly back and okay, as we saw last week against the Titans. How do you see this game playing out, and what are you looking at?
Yeah, sure. I mean, this is a tough one in terms of betting for me. I may not have an actual hat in this party, but when I'm looking at it and you look through the trends, this is the fourth game in Azteca, and the three games before it, the underdog is yet to score 21 points. The favorites are 3-0 straight up and against the spread. Just like London, I just think travel issues tend to go with you. The good teams look better. The bad teams look worse. I think the over is an interesting play. It is up 3 points. Opened at 49, now up to 52. So I don't think I'm going to tell you to bet it now. I think we have to see kind of where the market takes it. But usually, and listen, earlier this week, Mahomes did say he feels great. It's the best he's felt all year. He's got the week. So I think the favorite might roll here. You might want to look first half.
And Evan, do you have a favorite bet of the week? Like, what's your must bet if someone's looking to guarantee themselves some money this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I do kind of like that New England play, I got to be honest. I think they probably outmatched, and I think if that spread does go back down to 3, I think it's a really good play. I also like Buffalo. I think Buffalo's on another planet compared to Miami. It was a 17-point spread a few weeks ago. Now it's basically a 5-point difference you're getting. So it's just when you're looking at line value, especially if you can get under 6, Buffalo's an interesting play.
Evan, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. We'll catch you next week.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Wow. Is any of that influenced your fantasy football, the stuff about Dallas?
I have so much stress with stream. I'm in 5 fantasy football leagues.
Oh, my goodness.
Just frankly too many to be in. I told myself this year I was going to be in less, and then I ended up being in one more. And let me tell you, five is too many. Five is too many. But I have two good ones, which is my local 24 league team. And surprisingly, we're going to talk about it a little later on the show, but someone started 0-4 and has won 6 straight. So things have been good. See, here's one of my big plays this year. I got Lamar Jackson very, very late, and he was someone that I targeted, and so that worked out tremendously in my local 24 league. But my main streaming quarterback has been Josh Allen. And,
oh, wow.
And so when you talk about the Bills and the Dolphins and the Bills being, you know, the Bills are the Bills.
Yeah.
Like they're always going to bill it up. But
that's true.
They are playing a Dolphin. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And my grandpa was actually, he was a scout for the Buffalo Bills. So I grew up like a pseudo Bills-ish fan, I guess, like kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
But when you look at them against the Dolphins, and when you look at them against the Dolphins this week, I would think that Chris and I have a saying in our household, like if someone's a good play in fantasy, it's like the slurp, slurp play of the week. They're going to slurp up all the points, and I would expect that to be a pretty solid life decision.
Right.
How's your fantasy football team?
It's not good.
Okay, so we're going to avoid it when we get to that conversation.
I keep it real here because I won this thing a couple of years. I got messed up because two problems that I did this year, and this is really good fantasy advice. Never follow your heart. Always follow your mind and what the statistics show you. Because, but the one thing I did draft Odell Beckham early, and that was a big mistake. That's a big problem. If you have a fantasy team this year and you drafted Odell, and you don't have a really, really good quarterback, because I have Dak, and Dak can be really up and down. He'll get you in the 20s and the 30s, and then he'll have a game of 15. You're just never going to score enough points, especially PPR.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in a league, and so unfortunately for the league, their policy is the lowest scoring team every week. That person has to shotgun a beer Tuesday morning before work, or if, like, you really can't, you know, midday, lunchtime.
I'm not opposed to doing that,
though. Before 6 p.m. is kind of the rule, or you have to do two.
Wow.
And
how about one of those Trulies?
Someone has done that, and there's one person, actually, who doesn't drink. He did coffee in a can. It was disgusting.
Interesting.
Story for another day. But the point being, the guy who has OBJ has had to do it. I mean, like, 3 weeks in a row, I think he's done it five of the
weeks. They can't figure out how to get him the ball.
No, and you're watching him last night, and you're like,
dude.
Seriously.
It's so frustrating. I dropped him. Like, I was so fed up with him. I'm just like, let me see if
know it's real.
No, like, I have Odell. I dropped Odell. Yeah, I just dropped him. I'm like, come on down, Amari Cooper. You know, Le'Veon Bell I actually have Mixon. I have Cohen. Like, actually, Odell is still, I still have him in the roster, but he only got like 10 points. He's my flex player. I have nothing. Like, if you drafted Odell, you're screwed.
Well,
ugh.
Tough times. Tough times.
Anyway.
Here on the show, because we're going to talk to WMC Action News 5 weekend sports anchor Sudhu Upadhyaya. That's next here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Free through the App Store. It's the radio.com app. The voice command, Alexa, play 92.9 ESPN.
And what to our wondering eyes should appear but giant James Wiseman and teammates to fear. With recruits spread all over, so spunky and many, I knew in that moment it must be Coach Penny. More hype than the others, the smoke he would flame. And he whistled and shouted and called them my name. Now Wiseman, now Ball, now Jeffries and Ellis. On Quinones, on Achua, on Lomax and Harris.
92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, so people out there might think that when an investor says they want to buy your home for cash, that offer is not going to be a good one, that you're going to get lowballed. Well, that is not the case with the investor that the Live Love Memphis Group is working with. So you might be thinking about listing your home, and you may win $180,000 for it. Well, chances are your offer from the Live Love Memphis investor would most likely be in the $175,000 range, and that's all without the hassle of having to get it ready to go on the market, the expense of needed repairs, appraisal, closing cost assistance, and more. So in the end, you could actually be making more from your home with the investor offer.
Right. So if you're thinking of selling your home that's not yet on the market in Shelby County or DeSoto County, they'd love to hear from you. Simply send your address and an email to investor@livelovememphis.com. That team, led by Jennifer Carstensen, going to do a free analysis. There's absolutely no obligation. Best part, they're not going to hassle you to sell. You've got the info. The Live Love Memphis Group will simply tell you what the investor will pay, and it's up to you to do with that information what you will. See how much cash you could get for your home today by emailing your home address to investor@livelovememphis.com.
There are five key differences when you shop at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You're obviously going to get the great customer service, the great selection, and low prices. But what sets them apart are the following five things. The perfect ring guarantee. They're so confident that your ring will be perfect, you get one full year to return your made-to-order engagement ring. The dollar diamond trade-up. The diamond price match guarantee on GIA loose diamonds. And no matter what your budget, Robert Irwin Jewelers has the perfect diamond for you. They even carry a large selection, Jason, of lab-grown diamonds.
Yep, no doubt about it. He's got everything you can imagine when it comes to Howie and that team over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. What you're really going to love is the customer service.
Mm-hmm.
Howie and his team basically going to blow you away.
They're the best.
You know, I went over to try to have my old wedding ring resized, John, and fixed. Howie said, we're going to fix that and get you an upgrade. We did it all. He took care of me. He's going to take care of you. You guys know he's got great financing options, including zero down and up to 72 months to pay.
Yep.
For complete details, you can go online to rijewelers.com.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Right now, Choate's is offering awesome specials on new tankless water heaters and select Carrier HVAC systems. If you are tired of running out of hot water in your tub or shower and wasting money on utilities, it may be time to go tankless. Call this week to receive 18 months no-interest financing, plus a $200 credit for your old tank water heater. If your AC or furnace is on its last leg, turn to the experts with Carrier and Choate's and receive up to 72 months no-interest financing or $1,650 back in cool cash rebates. And Choate's will give you a free tablet to watch your new Wi-Fi smart thermostat start saving you money. Better hurry. These specials won't last long, so call us at 901-347-8086. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
I have a new favorite brunch spot in the city. It's Rail Garden, that lively place on Central, where every Sunday they offer the Big Brass Brunch with a delicious New Orleans-inspired menu, mimosa setups, and a Bloody Mary bar, NFL football on the big screen, and live music from the Big Brass Band. Seriously, it's a whole lot of fun, it's delicious, and it's every Sunday, 11 to 3. Check it out on Facebook or just stop by. That's Rail Garden, 2166 Central Avenue, or online at railgarden.com.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
You value the safety of your family, especially when in your car. The Volvo XC90 has received numerous awards for its safety ratings, making it the natural choice for you and your family. Volvo Cars of Memphis has the safest cars on the road today and at a price you can afford. Volvo Cars of Memphis has served Memphis with an unmatched quality of service. You expect the best price, the best service, and the safest cars at Volvo Cars of Memphis. Drive safe. Drive a Volvo from Volvo Cars of Memphis.
You can win a trip to the Super Bowl in the $150,000 NFL Pick'em promotion at Horseshoe Tunica, September 3rd through December 29th. Select your free pick every Tuesday through Sunday for a chance to win a share of $5,000 weekly. Be one of the top 10 guests at the end of the regular season and receive a share of $65,000 in prizes, with the top prize of 2 tickets to Super Bowl 54 and $20,000 in cash.
Horseshoe Tunica, official sponsor of the NFL. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4720.
A heart in my Tasty Honey Nut Cheerios? Cereal, you trying to tell me you love me?
Actually, it's reminding you that it can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Wait! They can help lower cholesterol? I've been so focused on the sweet, tasty taste that I completely forgot. Now I'm in love.
Learn more about making Honey Nut Cheerios part of your heart-healthy lifestyle by picking up a box at your local grocery store.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN, with special guest host Jessica Benson from Local 24 Sports.
Pirates cook it up like Kyrie, trade you out. Let's go. Green and white like Celtics, don't play with me, play with a foul.
Here in Memphis, in the local news TV game, you may think that it's just a big bad world where we're all competing and we all hate each other. That's just simply not true. We are joined now by Sudha Upadhyaya, WMC Action News 5 weekend sports anchor, one of my nearest and dearest friends in Memphis. Find him on Twitter. He is responsible for that clip. You can find him on Twitter at Sudha Upadhyaya. That is UPADHYAY. And Sudha, I think that is the first time I've spelled your last name correctly in my young life.
Jess, you know what? That's cool and all, but I'm more appreciative that you brought me out the future and you brought me out to Donnie Young's home. So I think that's cool.
I got to give all that credit to Brad Carson. That is
Brad's the boy, man. Brad really knows what he's doing.
He gets it. And for anyone who's confused, I'm doing great. How are you doing? You're out of town.
I'm out here.
How's it going?
I am out of town. Visiting the folks in Atlanta. you know.
So you will.
That's what you'd expect.
Yeah, you will miss Mike Conley's return game to FedEx Forum tonight, but you can still watch it because it's on ESPN, and it's something that gets national attention. You have Conley coming up against his, you know, replacement in Ja Morant. What are you looking for tonight?
Yeah, no, I'm super excited about that. I saw a clip just now on Twitter. I had major FOMO. I was supposed to be there interviewing Mike, but due to some unforeseen circumstances, I had to be in Atlanta. But, yeah, man, I'm excited. I mean, he's talking about how Ja's already ahead of him at this point in his career. I know Mike hasn't started out the season in the best way possible. So it's going to be intriguing to see how he plays. Maybe he'll get a spark being back at the Forum and having a little motivation going up against a young Ja Morant, who's definitely way ahead of Conley was at this point.
Yeah, since you're not there for WMC, my fiance Chris Luther is in your place in the middle of that scrum. Tons of people.
Yeah, Chris is our, like, backup sports guy. Like, he's not technically the sports guy, but he knows enough about sports. I said a lot about sports to where he's like our number three when we need him. So.
Yeah, he can fill in here and there. He's going to be at Penny's press conference here this afternoon, too. Sticking with the Grizzlies, just for one more thing. When you look at, you know, Mike Conley coming back, sometimes when players leave and come back, there's this sadness, kind of like a longing for what was in a player who brought so much joy. But I feel like in this case, it's joy all around. Like, you're able to celebrate what Conley meant to Memphis, and now you're also able to celebrate what his departure meant for this team as it brought in Ja Morant and allowed him to shine immediately. I mean, yeah, if Mike was still here and he was teaching Ja and mentoring Ja, that's one thing. But now Ja's been thrown into the fire, and he seems to be doing just fine. Just like how unique of a situation is this tonight in Memphis where you're able to compare?
Yeah, it's super unique. Usually guys, stars leave because they ask for trade. You know what I mean? Like Kawhi leaving the Spurs. And it leaves a bad taste in your mouth. It's not great. This worked out for Memphis perfectly. I know there were people that wanted Mark and Mike gone sooner than they were gone, but honestly, like, waiting it out was the best thing that happened in this franchise. And it was the best thing that happened for Mark, and hopefully Mike will see some kind of return before the Memphis becomes a contender, because at that point you obviously are not going to root for another team to get to a title or make it that far in the playoffs. So while Memphis is rebuilding, you know, it's kind of cool to get to cheer for the Jazz and say, I hope Mike gets a title.
Absolutely, and following in footsteps, and hopefully he would put grit and grind on his ring just like Marc Gasol did if that eventually were to play out.
I have no doubt.
Yeah,
I have no doubt he would put some kind of tribute to Memphis.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
That's in the core four forever manuscript handbook. You got to do it.
For sure.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're in, first of all, I would like to shout out, Sudo doesn't tell people this, but he is a Spurs fan. So I just like to call you out as much as possible.
That's why he
dropped the Kawhi Leonard reference of Kawhi leaving the Spurs.
I've managed to keep it somewhat of a secret for 3 years in Memphis.
Yeah.
They got him the other night, though. The Grizzlies got him.
Yeah. See?
Yeah. I never tweet in favoritism with the Spurs or even tweet about them. If you look at my favorite sometimes, someone did comment one time, they're like, you seem to like a lot of Manu Ginobili posts. And I was like, Manu's a great guy. He doesn't love Manu.
That's what really gave you away.
Yeah, I think that's what gave me away. So,
well, yeah. Yeah, you know, we all have our things. It's fine. At least you're not a Warriors fan. That would be terrible. for you, you're like my resident Ole Miss grad friend. I don't know a ton because I'm not from the South. That's obviously a very different thing for people here. But because you are my Ole Miss grad friend, you are also my Ole Miss expert. And you're pretty in tune with what goes on in that athletic department all the way out in Oxford still. So the news yesterday that unless something absolutely crazy happens, Matt Luke is expected to return as the coach at Ole Miss next year. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, you know, I've been hearing this for a few weeks now, just some people connected up there, and I've been hearing if Ole Miss keeps its interim athletics director, Keith Carter, that Keith has a full intentions on bringing Matt back. Now, I don't know if Keith's going to get the job, but it obviously that football scoop story kind of lined up with what I was told, which was no matter who comes in, they don't want that person really making a decision right away. They don't want to thrust them in a position to have to find a new football coach. But what that program has been through in the last few years, they felt like they should let the AD come in, whoever it is, let them settle down, and then maybe start a search after next season. It's an awful, awful move to keep Matt in terms of the fan base and enthusiasm. Matt is one of the nicest guys I've ever met, one of the nicest coaches, a wholesome dude. Out in the community, I mean, just you'll see him running, like, with his wife. You know,
he loves Ole Miss. He loves Ole Miss more than anyone.
he does, and they have not hidden that. You know what I mean? They've actually sold that, that, hey, this is a Mississippi guy. He's in tune with the state. He knows what these guys want, and he loves Ole Miss. You know, he's a third-generation kid to go to Ole Miss. So I understand all of that, but that fan base is so ready to move on from anything attached to the Hugh Freeze era, the NCAA sanctions, and Matt Luke is attached to that because he was put in that position to get Ole Miss through that period, get them through the probation. They knew he was a guy that would stay no matter what. That time is now past. And fans are ready to get back to where they were under Freeze. Is that going to happen realistically? Who knows? I mean, nobody's sitting here being like, Ole Miss is going to go to the Sugar Bowl when they get a new coach. But Ole Miss fans have tasted that really, really recently. And they know Matt Luke is probably not the guy to do that. I say probably because who knows? I mean, maybe it does work out in some way. But the on-field product has not suggested that. And hiring Rich Rodriguez did absolutely nothing for Ole Miss's offense. One would argue it's worse now under Rich Rod compared to what it was under Phil Longo, and we know how much of a sham Ole Miss fans thought Phil Longo and his offensive system was. So there's got to be a complete change for fans to get back on board, for donations to go up, and people to show up to these games. And I fear next year the lot's going to be empty because no one's going to be enthusiastic to go watch Ole Miss coached by Matt Luke. And that's, you know, it sucks for Matt Luke, but that's just how it is.
I feel like it's a really similar sentiment to my alma mater, USC, in terms of once you've lost the fan base, you have to make a change. There's just no bringing it back. I mean, Clay Helton could do whatever he wants at USC, and people are going to find ways to criticize him relentlessly.
Right, he's lost the base.
Exactly, and they're not going to want to go there and support that team until there's a change.
Was sold, you know, it's the way Matt Luke was sold was it was almost like, I mean, Rossmuir couldn't be like, well, he's only temporary, but the way it was sold was he's going to get us through this period. And Ole Miss fans kind of were like, okay, so once that's over, Matt will probably leave and they'll bring another coach. And now it feels like this thing's kind of dragging on longer than Ole Miss fans anticipated. Now they're like, come on, let's go get a guy that we know can do this, we know can win. And, you know, Matt has coached in the SEC and he's coached in the AAC, but it's been as a position coach. He wasn't even a coordinator. So for him to get at the time was a pretty big SEC job, it just felt like a lot of people felt like he wasn't really even qualified for the job. And he's managed to keep it, and the results haven't shown up. So, you know, I get what Ole Miss fans are saying when they want to change. It makes sense.
We're talking with WMC Action News 5 weekend sports anchor Sudhir Upadhyaya with Matt Luke, for all intents and purposes, staying at Ole Miss. That at least keeps Mike Norvell out of another coaching search. He's been included in the rumors for Florida State, Arkansas, the possibility of that Mississippi State job opening up. Do you think Norvell leaves for any of those jobs, the ones that are out there right now?
No. You know, when I first got to Memphis, I think after the big Riley Ferguson, Anthony Miller, when he didn't leave that year, I think it said a lot about the type of job Mike Norvell is waiting for. I mean, people talk about rumors and how something has passed, whatever that may be, but I kind of liken him to Chris Peterson. I think he's going to wait for a great opportunity where he knows he can go in somewhere and he can win, kind of like he did at Memphis. We know he can recruit, but I think he's going to want to go somewhere that he can sustain that success. And Arkansas, that's not it. I mean, you know, I remember on the Vernon show, he talked about how, you know, coaches go all the time, they're moving, thinking the grass is greener. And Chad Morris is a great example, a successful coach in the AAC, takes a big-time SEC job, and he's out of a job in two seasons. I think Norvell sees things like that. And Ole Miss, Arkansas, Mississippi State, programs that are probably going to be either in the middle or the bottom of the SEC, I think he's going to wait. I just don't think that's big enough. Now, Florida State, if they come with the money, then I think that'd be a job maybe he'd be interested in. But I just don't see him leaving for Arkansas, Ole Miss, or Mississippi State right now. Those don't seem like jobs that Mike Norvell would take, and I don't think he needs to take. I think his value is way higher than that.
Yeah, and I think his star just continues to rise so fast, and if he can practice that level of patience. I mean, also, like, if he stays one more year here, it's not like things are going to go down. Like, his stock is going to continue to
roster.
Rise.
Yeah, he's got a young roster. I mean, I think Brady can technically come back. Yep. Maybe he may go get another quarterback, but yeah, no, he's got plenty of talent to build on. I mean, he's got great assistants. He's proven even if they leave, I mean, people might snatch up his assistants this offseason like they've done every year, and he just reloads and keeps it going. So, you know, there's no reason to go take a risk and try to rebuild a program where the stakes are really high and they're going to want to fire you in two seasons when you can stay in Memphis and keep winning and just wait for that big opportunity to open up where you know you can go in and you're going to be able to win right away.
All right, I want to get you for two more things before I let you go. One, Penny Hardaway talks today at 2:30. We probably, at this rate, I'm just going to guesstimate that we will not know what Memphis's quote-unquote punishment is for James Wiseman, how many games he will have to sit. For you, what is a win for Memphis? How many games are you thinking it's going to take for Memphis to come out of this thing feeling like, hey, like this was a fair trade-off?
I think anything below, I think, what do they say? If they would have asked for reinstatement originally, it would have been, what, 9 to 11 games?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think anything below that you could technically consider a win, but I really think being in the 5 to 6 range is what I would consider Memphis winning, because what Memphis did by fighting the NCAA was bring more negativity on the NCAA. You saw pundits all across the country, despite saying, this is a risky move by Memphis, it just added more criticism on the NCAA. I mean, Bomani Jones, the list goes on of all these pundits that were attacking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.